Joyce Rupert is currently experiencing homelessness in the Sunnyside area. She says state forestry crews were helping her and others during the fire with everything from trying to jumpstart cars to feeding them. Now Rupert is worried about flooding.
My concern is that if it floods, what's going to happen not only to me but to other homeless people? I think everybody's just praying that it's not going to flood too bad and that all these sandbags are going to channel it.
Flagstaff Shelter Services has seen a 25% increase in the need for assistance since the museum fire started more than 2 weeks ago. About 30 people who'd been living in the woods initially went to the Sunnyside neighborhood, where three church shelters are located. But the area is in the floodplain, and a heavy rainstorm could cause water to rush through residential and business areas. Ross Altenbaugh is the executive director of Shelter Services.
Making sure that we can get people moved to a location that's secure and not flooded will be our first course of action. These are our neighbors. They've been living in Flagstaff probably as long as some of the people that you and I know that have been here all their lives.
So far, there hasn't been any major flooding. Social service groups encourage anyone who's unsheltered in the potential flood area to seek assistance. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.